What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two, the phone. Well, we're actually going to close the phone lines for this hour. And the Lady Claire will be here momentarily. And as we explained at the top of the show, the reason for the Claire to be here in hour number two is a schedule conflict. She's got to be doing something else during hour number three. So she'll be in here at some point very, very soon. Getting back to the war zones. We're seeing the official story. Well, yes, we're in Syria not to make war on the Syrian people. We're there to make war on ISIS, even though we have State Department documents and Democratic emails showing that Obama and Hillary were giving weapons to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Now, story that came out of strategicculture.org, Washington escalates covert backing for Al-Qaeda militias in Aleppo. So they're trying to play this double game. They still think that you're all going to believe ISIS and Al-Qaeda are bad little enemies and that we're making war on them, even though every time the U.S. goes into a country where ISIS and Al-Qaeda happens to be, they seem to blow up the country itself and put in a neo-colonial puppet regime, and ISIS and Al-Qaeda are off to the next place here. Now, story coming out of Journal Neo. Aleppo, the reality is not good news for Americans. Okay, there's the Lady Claire here. Get your ears on and I'll get you volume up here. But this story is basically saying that United States naval and special warfare elements are assisting the jihadists to break out of Aleppo. And there are reports of U.S. warships sharing intelligence with the group's Jaish al-Fatah. And they're also saying some U.S. special forces may be trapped within the surrounded city. Now, if Syria and Russia find those people, the game is up. With the U.S. claiming that they're there to fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and they're caught red-handed fighting alongside ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Okay, we're going to go ahead and put the Lady Claire's microphone up here. And for those of you on BAM user, there's the gorgeous Lady Claire. What is the first thing you wanted to talk about today?
Well, the first thing I want to talk is the uptick in tension between Ukraine and Russia. Apparently, the Russian Federal Security Service said on Wednesday that it had foiled a terrorist attack, a potential terrorist attack by Ukrainian military intelligence against infrastructure in the territory with the aim of disrupting Russia's parliamentary elections due to start on 18 September. In response, Putin says that he is drawing out of international peace talks on the conflict in eastern Ukraine and said that he was no longer ready to meet his Ukrainian counterpart, Poroshenko, and German and French leaders in the Normandy format. And I think it's important to remember that the United States and NATO have pledged their allegiance, military and financial, and intelligent resources to Ukraine. We've got the Ukrainian troops right on the border with Crimea at full alert.
In fact, some mercenaries may have been snuck in under the cover of that recent NATO Sea Breeze naval exercise.
Yeah.
They're doing this infiltration situation. And by the way, the terror attack that you were talking about
right.
was actually three separate sabotage teams.
Okay.
And so as a result, Putin is fortifying Crimea. Meanwhile, you've got the U.S. government still out there making their chest-thumping comment mm-hmm. that Crimea is part of Ukraine, and that's just the way it's going to be because we, the United States, have said so. And I'd like to insert something before I let you continue.
Sure.
What Crimea is a part of is up to the Crimean people. That is written into the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And the United States, as a member of the United Nations, is obligated to comply with that. Crimea broke off from Ukraine in a referendum. Then they had another referendum to merge with Russia. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
And the U.S. has absolutely no legitimate grounds under international law to go on in and say, we're going to take Crimea back from Russia and give it to Ukraine. And they're going to start World War III, you mm-hmm. know, to do this. But we know who was in the wrong. We know who the aggressor is.
Yeah. And you can't have military at its highest state of readiness without using them because it's too exhausting, both financially and physically and emotionally, to the troops, right?
Yes.
There was an article in antiwar.com from a gentleman I very much respect, Justin Raimondo, and he said, will a conflict between Ukraine and Russia be an October surprise? And I don't know what the odds are in Vegas, what the bookies are making odds on of this starting, but looking at how massively this has upticked, I wouldn't say that it's going to wait until October or September. I think it's going to start within a matter of weeks.
Well, what I think is going to go on is if it looks like Hillary Clinton is going to stumble and is not going to be able to steal the White House, even with all the massive election fraud, then the war hawks have no other choice but to start the major war before Donald Trump can take the Oval Office. They're going to stick him with the war that they want.
Yeah. And may stick him with, too. May stick him with a war with China regarding the South China Sea.
Could very easily. I mean, they're just sending the arms all over there. And it does look to me like what we're going to see in October is they're going to crank up the wars. Hillary loves war. She wants to be a war president. Donald Trump wants peace. They could even start the wars and actually see Hillary's support increase. Oh, we're stuck with the war. Who do we want to fight it for us, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? And it's an ugly, ugly situation where they're going to just basically start killing millions of people to try and force Hillary Clinton on us, or at least to neuter Donald Trump, who has openly talked about going back to peaceful relations with Russia and China and engaging in trade with them. We need to take a minute to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network right now. And Claire, what is the next thing that you want to talk about?
Well, this also involves Russia, but it pivots to Syria. The Russian Navy is planning to test fire rockets during drills that are going to start next Monday off the coast of Syria. And what they're going to be using is a relatively new weapon. It's called the Caliber. And it's a flying cruise missile capable of carrying conventional or nuclear warheads. It has land attack, anti-ship, and anti-submarine variants. And how they target is very interesting. Each missile consists of different components. For example, the booster. It can be launched from a surface ship with a vertical launch system and a booster with thrust vectoring capability. It can also be fired from a torpedo. And how it locks on is through a mix of coordinates and onboard image recognition, essentially matching an uploaded image of the target to what the missile sees in front of it. If all goes to plan, the 1,000-pound payload of high explosive is then guided straight to the target for a violent impact. That's pretty sophisticated.
That is very, very sophisticated. Yeah. I know the U.S. was working on similar technology back in, it was a while back.
Yeah.
Whether they could make it work or not. But it certainly bypasses this idea of using screening ships around a carrier, because the idea of the screening ships is they're there to fight off attacks and, if necessary, intercept an attack against the carrier, which is the most expensive ship. But if you have a missile that's going to be coming on in and saying, no, that's not the one I want to hit. I want to hit this big one over here.
Yeah.
That changes the tactics dramatically.
That's a game changer. It's also a way of Russia saying, please don't mess with Syria anymore. We're beginning to get annoyed.
Yes.
Yeah. And the 15th is Monday, folks, this coming Monday. Another article that I saw that really concerned me, CENTCOM whistleblowers, Obama distorting ISIS intelligence. And CENTCOM intelligence reports apparently were altered to hide the poor progress against ISIS in Iraq and Syria, a joint congressional task force has announced.
Well, I mean, if you've realized that the U.S. isn't really fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they're fighting Iraq and Syria, then they have to basically make up all kinds of reports about the stunning success against ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which they're not actually doing. So they got caught on that part of the lie.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like touching up an x-ray when someone has cancer to make it appear not as bad as it is deliberately.
I'm sure Hillary will think of that one, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she will. And apparently there have been some new numbers that have come out regarding Yemen. The U.S.-backed Saudi forces in Yemen have created almost 180,000 refugees. This comes from the UN agency, which is tasked with tracking and protecting displaced people.
Well, I think we should send them up to Angela Merkel's house.
Oh, dear. You know, and what really bothers me is that we keep enabling, militarily and in terms of intelligence, the Saudi government and military, which is committing war crimes in Yemen. They're bombing schools, they're bombing hospitals, they're bombing private civilians who were just at the wrong place in the wrong time. These are all war crimes, Mike.
And they're not even doing that well, because if you remember this big sales
deal
of these tanks to Saudi Arabia, it came on out that a number of these tanks are to replace ones Saudi Arabia has lost in Yemen. These are Abrams tanks. They're hard to kill, and yet somehow the people of Yemen are able to do them in.
Yeah, and it's very frustrating, because what the U.S. adamantly wants is for the al-Hadi government to come back that the Houthis threw out. And I guess they're trying to demonstrate that if you try to throw out a U.S. thug that we've placed there, you are going to get whipped big time.
Yeah, and that's what's going on in Yemen. That's what's going on in Libya.
Yeah.
And with the addition of Libya, now that they're admitting U.S. forces are on the ground in Libya, the United States now has boots on the ground in four different countries conducting war.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we call it a world war yet? Can we call it a world war? I want to call it a world war.
Yeah, you know, and it breaks my heart, because I don't think in the 21st century there is such a thing as a good war. Karl Marx...
I don't think in any century there's any such thing as a good war.
But Karl Marx said a lot, but one of the things that he said that absolutely makes sense is all wars are economic. And in the Middle East...
Gee, where have I heard that before? It sounds vaguely familiar.
Vaguely familiar. But it's true. You know, the war against Iraq had to do with the oil and making sure that the oil was only sold in U.S. Dollars, and that the people who controlled the oil were the multinationals who contribute to both parties in this country. The war in Afghanistan was about the pipelines and the wealth of mineral riches. And
the opium.
And the opium. And of course, in Afghanistan, the Afghani people, there is a reason that country is called the Graveyard of Empires. And it's certainly doing that to us right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Russians are laughing themselves silly that we got stuck into the same trap in Afghanistan that they did.
Oh, yeah. And the British.
Yes. Actually, the last leader who was able to really conquer Afghanistan totally was Alexander the Great. And he only held on to it for 3 years before he got kicked out.
Right, right. And he did this with a number of dynastic alliances and marriages. But that only held for 3 years, as you said. I'd like to bop on over to a little segment I think we're going to call Your Tax Dollars at Work.
Yes.
The $47 billion U.S. Emergency Response Network, that's already obsolete.
And it hasn't even started working yet.
Yeah, it was called FirstNet. And it was created in the wake of 9/11. But all these years later, it's not up and running. And I think it could possibly be one of the biggest boondoggles since 9/11 that the American taxpayers had to pay for that absolutely doesn't work.
I know. I kind of wonder, did they shop this out to the same people who did the Obamacare website?
I don't know.
Because they've spent all this huge amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
They bought up a bunch of technology and have been spending all this time trying to plug it together.
Yeah.
And at this point, the technology they invested in is already obsolete. There's much newer, better, faster stuff that's out there.
Yep.
But they're committed to this older system. And it's the inertia of government. By the time they get any of these things up and running, they're already obsolete.
Right. And the GAO, General Accounting Office, has said that the cost range is somewhere between $12 and $47 billion, even as these advances in digital technology that you mentioned have eliminated the need to speed any of it. You know, it's just such a waste. And we have real needs in this country. We've got infrastructure that's crumbling. We've got schools that are crumbling. We certainly have roads and bridges that are crumbling.
Yeah, well, it's some crony somewhere got rich off this deal, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm, right. Another story that I wanted to bring up ISIS terrorist tells feds he has jihadist brothers in Mexico, confirming Judicial Watch reports. Now, an ISIS operative arrested and criminally charged in Ohio this month has confirmed that the terrorist group has cells in Mexico, according to federal authorities. Apparently, this has been an issue for Judicial Watch for a lot of years, and yes, documenting it in a series of articles as part of an ongoing investigation on the connection between drug cartels, corruption, and terrorism on the southern border. And, in fact, last spring, Judicial Watch broke a story about an ISIS camp just a few miles from El Paso, Texas, in an area known as Anapra, situated just west of Ciudad Juarez in the Mexican state of Chihuahua. Now, if this report is true, Mike, it's a cause for a great deal of concern.
Yes.
But because the federal government has been lying on such a consistent basis about everything, how do we really know whether or not it's not a setup engineered to create fear to use against the American people should an incident happen here at home?
Well, there's a problem with that. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is if there is any kind of a false flag terror attack in the United States that mm-hmm. came across the border from Mexico, it is going to vindicate Donald Trump's call for a wall and secure borders and totally destroy Obama and Hillary's open borders immigration refugee policy. Mm-hmm. And so I rather doubt it's a setup because yet another terror attack here in the United States of America is only going to remind the American people of the complete and epic failure of the NSA spying program on mm-hmm. law-abiding Americans,
yep.
the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the TSA, when they're not grabbing my wife's panties out of her luggage.
Ouch.
They're all going to be shown as complete and utter failures, total waste of time and money,
yeah.
time to get rid of them.
Yeah, you know, if it doesn't work, get rid of it.
Yes.
And that is very much a very common sense approach to government, I think, if it doesn't work.
The government's approach is, if it doesn't work, throw more tax money at it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And declare it works. Like
right.
they just with the F-35.
Oh, yeah.
They just forget about all the problems. We have declared the F-35 is combat worthy.
Combat worthy.
We'll
oh, yeah.
see the first time it actually goes into combat.
Yeah, yeah, I wish I felt better about that for the pilots who are going to be flying, because I do respect our military. I just don't want them handed a, gosh, what can you call the F-35?
The turkey. That should be its code name.
Yes.
You know, there's a flight of turkeys coming in over from the U.S. border.
Oh, mm-hmm. dear.
All right.
And apparently...
Send up the cranberry rockets.
Oh, and the stuffing. It's a serious subject, but...
Can you
know,
tell it's a Friday?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been an interesting week, folks, for a number of reasons. Apparently, spies for hire are now doing the war in Syria. And every day at 5 p.m., the Pentagon releases a list of that day's contracts worth more than $7 million. Well, on July 27th, buried in the Daily Email was an eye-catching detail. Military contractors would be working inside Syria along the roughly, give or take, 300 U.S. troops already deployed there. This appears to be the first time that the Pentagon has publicly acknowledged that private contractors are also playing a role in the fight against the so-called Islamic State inside Syria. And it's one more signal that the U.S. is deepening its involvement in the fate of the country.
Somehow I don't think running mercenaries like their Uber service is really going to work out that well.
No, and apparently the contract announcement said that 6-3 Intelligence Solutions, which is a private intelligence group recently acquired by CACI International, won a $10 million, get this, no bid, Army contract to provide intelligence analysis services. And according to the Pentagon, the work will be completed over the next year in Germany, Italy, and most notably, Syria. And I'd like our listeners...
Are these the same people who put together that first alert system that's still
not... I don't know, but I wouldn't put it past them.
All right, listen, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And what is your next? You had a postscript you wanted to make.
I did have a little footnote to the previous story about CACI being chosen in a no-bid contract, folks, to be dispatched to Syria. And apparently, when they were providing intelligence services in Iraq, they were torturing prisoners of war at Abu Ghraib near Baghdad.
Ooh, nice people.
And, you know, I have to shake my head because we know that torture doesn't work. It only gets the tortured guy or gal to say what they think they want the torturers want them to say to get the torture to stop. And there was a very interesting German gentleman during World War II, and when Americans or Brits were incarcerated in Germany. They thought, like the SS, this guy was going to tear out their fingernails. He didn't. He would bribe them with chocolate. He'd take them on day passes. His English was excellent. And they'd go to fairs and they'd go to art shows because he felt that he would get something out of them that would be something that would be useful in terms of understanding more about the missions that they were on before they got captured. And he was so respected that after the war, he was invited by the U.S. government to teach at a very prestigious military academy.
Yes.
Because he did this without hurting anyone, without torturing anyone.
Yep.
And when we outsource or offshore torture, what we do is we show the world that we don't care about human rights or human dignity or democracy, and we only observe those values in the breach of those values, but not the observation.
Oh, we'll certainly call out anybody else who's in violation of these. Oh, so you're violating the Geneva Accord. Well, so are you. Well, we're above the Geneva Accord. We're the United States. Yeah. We're the world's remaining sole superpower. So, of course, the rules don't apply to us.
And the other thing to remember is that when the United States tortures or contracts it out or offshores it, that means it gives carte blanche for any country that doesn't like us very much to do precisely the same thing to American military personnel and civilians. And I'd like all of our listeners and viewers to kind of chew on that for a second.
Especially if you have family who are serving in the armed forces right now in these war zones.
Yeah.
It is because of the U.S. government crossed that line and used torture. They literally, over in Iraq, tortured innocent Iraqis to death to find nuclear weapons that turned out not to exist,
right,
for all you Franz Kafka fans out there.
Yeah.
And that basically will be cited as the justification for these other countries to torture our kids to death for whatever reason they want.
And you know, Mike, it looks to me that hiring contractors like that is something that is engineered to keep these wars going perpetually.
It's certainly going to keep the other side very angry with us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like Israel's policy where, you know, their counterterrorism operation is to grab Palestinian kids and abuse and torture them and then throw them back out on the street. That's only going to increase the friction and hostility. It's not going to calm anything down.
And, you know, people in other countries around the world do not hate us because of our freedoms. They hate us because a drone bomb just killed their mom, their auntie, their children, and turned them into bloody bits right before their eyes. Now, I don't know how one can stay cheerful through something like that. I don't think it's really possible.
No, generally, it's going to color your opinion of the world and of the United States of America. And again, once you get away from the media propaganda, it's obvious who the aggressor is in this new rush to a new world war. Mm-hmm. And it's not Russia, it's not Iran, it's not Syria, it's not Libya. It is the United States of America. And because we have a government of people who don't know how to do anything at all regarding manufacturing or agriculture or even running the economy. And as a result, making war and killing people, that's all they know. That's what they're going to do. And they think it's going to save the economy, and it won't, because we're going to lose this war. Even if it goes nuclear, we're going to lose this one. And that's why we all have to work together to try and stop this insanity.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the insanity clock is ticking very loudly and very quickly right now, especially with this Russia and Ukraine issue.
Yeah, we're using that clock as a ceiling fan now.
Sort of, yes. Bopping on over to the elections, there was an article from antiwar.com today, and it asked a very interesting question. Will Henry Kissinger endorse Hillary Clinton? What Clinton is trying to do.
Okay, we're going to have to put this on hold.
Okay, all right.
Another commercial break here, and then we'll come back and talking about the war criminal endorsing the other war criminal. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about how an aging war criminal is about to endorse the war criminal who's running for president, I think is what we were talking about.
Yeah, apparently Clinton has been looking for Republican endorsements. But it's interesting that the endorsements for which he's been looking are basically from war criminals from previous administrations, like Henry Kissinger.
Absolutely. And by the way, as further proof that the Nobel Peace Prize is really a joke, Henry Kissinger got one.
I remember.
And newly declassified documents reveal that former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger blocked efforts to stop the mass killing of dissidents in Argentina. So, nice guy. Really nice guy.
Well, aren't there some countries to which he cannot travel because there are criminal indictments waiting for
there
him?
There are arrest warrants waiting for him in a large part of the world, actually.
Yeah. And interesting, they both had the same job, Clinton and Kissinger. Both have a lot of haters, yet have been elevated to the highest corridors of power. And both can be objected to in theory, but kind of have a Teflon quality where nothing really sticks. Neither Kissinger nor Clinton has ever been punished for the blood on their hands, and there's a lot of blood on both pairs of hands. And what I say to this is, I sincerely hope that such an endorsement from Kissinger will be the absolute KOD kiss of death for Clinton's campaign. Now, please remember, I'm a Christian pacifist. I don't want to see anyone get hurt or harmed. I do, however, want to see Clinton's campaign lurch, stutter, and implode to such a degree that she cannot possibly come back.
Yeah, bringing Kissinger on is an endorsement for anybody who really knows the history of the United States of America from the Nixon era. That's who Henry Kissinger worked for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, biggest crook in the White House, second only to Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
And but Hillary is trying to pick up all these GOP endorsements. She's trying to pull the Republican rug out from underneath Donald Trump. And even the Republican National Committee is working along that way. And it's still not going to work, because the more they do this kind of thing, the more the American people see this entrenched establishment against Donald Trump, the better Donald Trump starts to look.
Yeah, you know, and endorsement from a war criminal? Really, Hillary? Is that where you want to go? I know for the neocons it is, but for people who actually work out there in the real world and have jobs and are just trying to stay alive, no thank you very much. Because in these upcoming wars of conquest, I mean, she's already said that she will find a way to attack Iran to keep Israel happy, but it will never be Chelsea who will be in those fatigues. It will be other people's children.
Oh, they're already grooming Chelsea for her run at the White House down the road here. I mean, we're now coming into an era of hereditary rule. Bush, Clinton, Clinton, Bush, Bush, Clinton. Yes, Obama got in there, you know, the ringer, but that's the plan. We have these two dynastic ruling families that think the White House is theirs to pass off back and forth between each other.
Yeah, and
except that Jeb imploded.
Yes, he did. You know, he has such an anti-leadership personality. You know, there was no way I think that the American people could have actually gotten behind him.
He could never get that deer in the headlights look off of his face.
Yeah,
Plus, there are a lot of people who are just as sick and tired of the Bush clan as they are of the Clintons.
Yeah,
they're basically. You know, again, the Bush family, the Clinton family, the CIA are all the face of the narcocracy.
Yep.
They all joined together at that Iran-Contra gun and drug running scandal. Guns down, drugs back. Totally illegal, both because of the drugs coming into the U.S. and the guns going down were a violation of the Boland Amendment. It was a criminal enterprise from start to finish, and they all got rich off of it.
Right. Turning back over to the corporate media. Apparently, MSNBC is wary of an October surprise with release of potentially damaging Clinton emails.
Mm-hmm.
And the host of one of their shows is Mika Brezhninsky. And she has expressed frustration with Clinton's rudimentary apologies for the recurring email scandals. So she was interviewing Bob Woodward on whether or not they should brace themselves for an untimely October surprise and said to him, "So, Bob, the Wall Street Journal has an editorial today that said Clinton has left herself wide open for an October surprise. From what has been uncovered thus far and what the answers that she has provided, how realistic is this possibility?" And Woodward said, "Well, it may come in September or this month in August. If you talk to anybody in the security business, talk to someone in the White House recently who knows the reality. Everything pretty much is hacked. There is really no security. And it's not just emails from the DNC or the private server that Hillary had. It's everywhere."
Well, William Binney, who was an NSA whistleblower long before Edward Snowden, is saying that his understanding is NSA does have all of Hillary's emails, including the private ones or the ones she claimed were private, that were deleted and disappeared. We know that there are people within the government who have reached their breaking point, and they feel they need to do something about this out of moral considerations in some cases, or just this idea that if the Bush-Clinton duopoly is allowed to persist any longer, It risks the legitimacy of the entire U.S. government as a whole. And that is a very real concern. Certainly, FBI Director James Comey has to be aware that the credibility of the FBI as a whole is now on the line because of that get-out-of-jail-free card regarding the server. And that may be a big reason they're making a big deal about this investigation into the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, that may be the safe haven takedown.
Yes.
And it's amazing. We're looking at credit crawls, and we're seeing that some stations are beginning to look at it as though it's a controversy that has legs.
Well, it does. You've got Charles Ortez is out there. He's a Wall Street analyst. He's looked at the official documents. And so the public documents show the Clinton Charitable Foundation has only spent 6% of its revenues on charity. There are vast sums of money that went in there. 40% of the money that's gone into the Clinton Foundation came from foreign sources. Some of them are obscured because the Clinton Foundation had field offices in Canada and Europe that would collect the donations and then transfer them in, identified as only coming from the Clinton Foundation Europe and the Clinton Foundation Canada and so forth. So we don't know who was sending this money in, but some of these DNC emails are making it inescapable that donors to the Clinton Foundation were given special access to the U.S. Department of State. There are emails that were in this last release from WikiLeaks showing that, yes, the Clinton Foundation and the State Department were working together closely, even though the Clinton Foundation is absolutely private and should have no input whatsoever. And they'd call up and say, you need to talk to this guy. Just donate a bunch of money. He wants to talk to somebody at the State Department. Set it up.
Yep.
It is that blatant and obvious. It's called public corruption. It is illegal. And this idea of pay for play is nothing new with the Clintons, because when Bill Clinton was president, they were doing the same thing. Well, they were renting out the Lincoln bedroom.
Yeah,
that was a
I
big
remember.
Scandal back then. Then there were, of course, anybody who wanted a seat on the Commerce Department's trade missions to other countries had to make a donation to Bill Clinton's reelection campaign. That was under investigation, and they were about to indict Commerce Secretary Ron Brown when they had that very strange and mysterious plane crash that he died in.
Yes, theoretically. And
no, he's really dead.
No, I know that, but he's really dead.
Yes.
But and looking at some of the countries that donated to the Clinton Foundation, there is a very terrifying corollary, and I want to share it with our readers and listeners. I call myself an equity feminist. Pay me the same thing you're going to pay a guy, and I'm happy. But all of the countries from North Africa and the Middle East from whom the Clinton Foundation took money, guess what the common thread was, Mike?
Female genital mutilation. And Hillary's foundation took the money. While Hillary's out there on the campaign trail saying that she is a supporter of women's rights and victims of sexual harassment ought to be taken at their word, except, of course, for that trailer park trash that accused Bill Clinton.
Yeah. I mean,
don't listen to them.
I don't understand how you can say that you are a feminist universally, which I consider myself to be, and still have the morals of a trout, pardon my French.
You just insulted trouts.
I know.
We're going to get nasty emails.
To take money from countries which still permit this barbaric practice from happening. I shake my head and, come on.
Look how barbaric the United States has become with the torture that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I remember one time Mahatma Gandhi was asked what he thought of Western civilization, and his reply was, it would be a good idea.
If they'd try it.
if they would try it.
Yes. Yeah. I'd like to go to the economic area right now.
Okay.
There has been a canary in the coal mine incident in Europe. When the European Central Bank introduced a negative interest rate on lenders' deposits a couple of years ago, people didn't think that that was going to go as far as it has. And this week, a German cooperative savings bank in the Bavarian village of Gmund am Tegernsee, population all of 5,000 change, said it's going to start charging its retail customers to hold their cash. So from September, for savings in excess of 100,000 euros, the community's Raiffeisen Bank will take back 0.4%, which is a direct pass-through of the current level of the ECB's negative deposit rate. And, you know, and executives, board members are saying, with our business clients, there's been a negative rate for some time. So why should it be different for private individuals with big balances?
Well, call me old-fashioned.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, the whole idea of having a bank savings account was you would put your money in and the bank would pay you mm-hmm. for using your money to yeah. issue loans.
Yeah.
And if you know, they're starting this negative interest rate with a very, very tiny percentage, and people are going to say, mm-hmm. oh, it's not worth, but it's going to grow and it's going to grow yeah. and it's going to grow until it reaches a point where people are going to pull their cash out of the bank, which is why you're hearing all this talk about the cashless society,
right?
Where they want to get rid of all cash, and all of your wealth has to be in some bank somewhere in mm-hmm. somebody's computer where they can help themselves to bits and pieces of it whenever they feel it's necessary.
Yeah, you know, and that's why I call this the canary in the coal mine incident. You know, tiny little community bank. And people are going to look for safe havens if this continues.
Yeah, they are. And that's why silver and gold sales are up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we certainly recommend to all of our listeners, is that you start acquiring silver and gold in small amounts so that mm-hmm. there's not a record being kept. Because you have a right to keep control over your wealth. And we are heading into a world in which everything that you earn goes into somebody's computer where the banks and the government can help themselves to it whenever they feel it's necessary.
Right.
Remember what happened in Cyprus, the Cyprus mm-hmm. haircut?
Yes.
Or the scalping or the castration, depending upon your point of view. It wasn't unique. It was a trial run. Could they get away with it without triggering an armed rebellion and uprising? And this economy is already broken. This Ponzi scheme economy is globally on the edge of collapse. Mm-hmm. And creating new money out of thin air is only going to get them so far. They need to be able to help themselves to your wealth in order to keep this going a little bit longer. And that's exactly what they're going to do until the system absolutely collapses. And you've got to be ready for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Another article that I sort of noticed and took me a little bit aback. I believe it was from Global Research this morning, a Canadian outlet that does a lot of interesting research.
Mm-hmm.
Was this wartime technology really deployed against journalists inside the DNC? And apparently, technology developed to jam phones during the Iraq War may have gotten deployed against journalists reporting on the protests against the political establishment in the United States. While police and government surveillance of protests, including monitoring of cell phone use, is well documented in terms of efforts to block signals at protests, remains an oft-repeated but never proven rumor. It may be impossible to definitely prove that they were using it, but at the Democratic National Convention, a lot of people were noticing they couldn't make phone calls out, they couldn't get phone calls in. And the technology of jamming is a very robust technology right now.
Oh, yeah. It's been around since, mm-hmm. you know, since they created radio and started using it for communication. We do know that Apple has now filed a patent for a system that will allow the government to remotely shut off the cameras in the iPhone if you're someplace where the government doesn't want any information to get on out. So this is clearly the thinking that's going on
mm-hmm.
is the government should have the ability to shut off your own devices in your pocket
right.
If there's a chance you're going to see something that the government feels the public shouldn't know about, which is why if you have one of those old shirt pocket Sony cameras that don't have any kind of cell phone connection, you need to hang on to those things and keep them working
yeah.
because they're not going to be able to shut that off. And I'm kind of wondering how long it's going to be before every camera being put out there, even if it's not on Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, is going to have some embedded device to shut it off on command from the government so that you're not taking pictures of something the government doesn't want the public to know.
Yeah.
It almost seems like we're inevitably headed that way.
Mike, I would agree with you 1,000% on that. And it's very distressing if you happen to care about the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And it indicates that the government thinks that the First Amendment is something that can be broken and battered with high tech if the narrative that you're recording has no relationship to the reality that you're seeing and recording on the ground.
Well, if those Americans would just stay in those free speech zone cages, we wouldn't have to do these kind of things, you know. But it is. It's an abridgment of our First Amendment right to block or interfere with our phone calls.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the phones are all set up so the government can turn them on remotely to listen to you and find out what you're doing.
You know, and in terms of us, I have to laugh because whoever is charged with surveilling us, I mean, either on email or on our phones, we're basically vanilla people. What we have
it's
to say...
It's punishment duty.
Yeah. You know. What we have to say is usually pretty... pretty vanilla. I might email my minister at church and say, are you aware that this is the music we're going to be doing this Sunday, and have you communicated, and yada yada yada. And but
well, what I do is when I go to bed at night, I take my cell phone and I put it on this AM radio here tuned to a Christian Bible banger station. So they're going to have to listen to 8 hours of that just to be able to listen to anything else I might be saying.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I think that's marvelously ironic with you being the born-again atheist in our family.
Absolutely. We got to take a break. We'll be back after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Spirit will never die. We
will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of hour number two. Clara's going to be spending this segment, and then it'll be back to just me in the next hour, hour number three, and we'll be opening the phone lines then. What did you want to talk about for this last segment?
Well, I came across an article, and I've seen several representations of this, but there was a big splash in The Guardian from the UK about the horrific conditions under which illegal immigrants' children are living in Nauru, placed there by the Australian government. Now, I'm a native Californian, born American. I understand the problems that can come up when you don't have closed borders. But these are children, for heaven's sakes. Canberra, I'm talking directly to all of you. You can do better than this. There have been reports of improper touching of these kids, self-harm. Little girl sewed up her mouth with thread, and the guard just laughed at her.
This is just insane. A little bit out there.
Yeah.
It seems like the whole world is going crazy with all of this strange, bizarre behavior. And it is definitely wrong. And certainly part of the fault has to be with the refugee illegal immigrant parents who brought their children to these places.
Yeah, and the kids are getting punished for the sins of the parents.
Which is definitely not good.
Yeah.
But when we hear this continuing epidemic of child molestation by politicians, by the clergy, this explosion in unbridled police brutality, and it goes back to this question I've been asking. We know that these prescription antidepressants result in poor impulse control. You'll get an idea, you'll just go with it. And we know that as these drugs have been marketed to our society, we've seen a correlating increase in domestic violence. And I think it's time to start taking a good look if the bizarre psychological behavior of the whole human population is related to these drugs, which we know they're not actually effective. There was that study that came on out that said Celexa didn't actually cure depression any better than placebos. But we know they have these adverse side effects that can lead to extreme violence, suicidal behavior, mass killings, fights, road rage, domestic abuse, sexual abuse. We really do need to take a close look at that, because I'm, other than this pharmacological effect, I'm at a loss to explain why people just seem to be going wild. There's actually some years ago, there was a science fiction movie about a virus that removed all inhibitions and resulted in extreme violence. And what if we're doing it to ourselves with these chemicals?
Yeah, I'd like to get back to Australia, though, and I want to speak directly to their government.
Real quick.
Can't you start working with an international adoption agency to get some of those kids adopted? Love and structure works miracles.
Or let's stop the U.S. wars that made all these people refugees in the first place.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, Michael.
All right. We're going to turn down Hillary's microphone, and she's... What? I'm sorry. I'm tired. I had a brain short circuit. All right. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.